Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Lowe's knows that to win the job, pros need the best prices. That's why only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500 at the Pro Desk. That means you get the prices you need to start any job, small or large. Because Lowe's knows pros. Valid in-store only. More terms and restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms or Pro Desk for details.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
You're listening to WRDN 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Sirens sounding in central Israel. The Israeli Defense Forces in a statement say triggered by hostile aircraft infiltration. The IDF says it's also attempted interceptions, but there's no word if the defense systems were completely successful. It comes as the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur began tonight. In Florida, rescues cleaning up and following Hurricane Milton trying to rescue more people. At least 16 people have died across the state. Governor Ron DeSantis had a briefing earlier.
State search and rescue teams across the state have continued to work around the clock to successfully execute rescue missions of individuals as well as a lot of pets on the West Coast, as well as from the destruction from the tornadoes in other parts of the state.
New data showing inflation at the wholesale level holding steady for now. The producer price index did not increase from August to September and saw a year-to-year growth of only 1.8%. Stocks are up heading into closing bell. This is ABC News. Russian President Vladimir Putin today met Iran's new president, whose country is supplying weapons for Moscow's war in Ukraine. Potential contamination forces a recall of ready-to-eat meat foods and some of the country's largest retailers.
Almost 10 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry products are being recalled due to possible listeria contamination. The USDA says products from Bruce Pack sold at retailers like Walmart, Trader Joe's, and Aldi are part of the recall. The affected items, produced between June and October, bear establishment numbers 51205 or P51205 inside or under the USDA inspection mark. While no illnesses have been reported, listeria can pose serious health risks. Consumers are advised to return or discard the items immediately. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A hot air balloon stuck a tall radio tower today during the famous Albuquerque, New Mexico Balloon Festival. The tower collapsed. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all-day freshness.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. Projects across rural Wisconsin are getting some help courtesy of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Rural Development State Director Julie Lassa says the $93 million comes from the Inflation Reduction Act.
So it's great to be seeing this type of investment from legislation like that coming back to Wisconsin, to businesses and farm operations all around the state. It's really a substantial investment in our rural communities.
Largest investment includes $91.5 million going towards solar projects in Dane and La Crosse counties. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is proposing over $200,000 in fines for a Janesville business accused of repeated safety violations.
OSHA says Universal Recycling Technologies was cited in April of 2023 for exposing employees to unsafe levels of lead and cadmium while they dismantled tubes from older TVs. A follow-up inspection in April of 2024 found the company continuing to expose workers to unsafe levels of the toxic heavy metals. OSHA says overexposure to lead and cadmium can cause severe damage to blood-forming, nervous, urinary, and reproductive systems. Universal Recycling Technologies has 15 days to either comply, request an informal conference with OSHA's area director, or contest the findings before the Independent Occupational Safety and Health Review Commission. Andrea Morrow, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Many office jobs are no longer going to be in an office. That's the assessment from UW-Madison business professor Yers Muras, who says work-from-home jobs will remain part of the economy long past the pandemic.
I think there are still some companies that are fully remote, and there's a lot of companies that now have some kind of hybrid model that they're using.
Muras says the idea that workers need to be in a physical office to be productive has been largely dispelled. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Cooler weather on the way in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Partly sunny throughout the day today. We'll have temperatures in the mid-70s, west winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows low 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a slight chance of an afternoon shower, highs low 60s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas boys football. The Panthers are at Mondovi. Our Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America, here today. Great to have you along with us on the program powered by Cenex. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Cenex Premium Diesel, invested in quality fuel. Like Cenex Premium Diesel, they can help improve your efficiency and maximize your operations ROI. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more information. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk in segment two with Kent Backus from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association about their new cattle producer tax survey. In segment three, we're going to get an agronomic update, look at how harvest has been and more from Central Iowa and why you should be examining your corn roots. Jed Norman with LG Seeds is going to join us for that discussion. Then in segment four, a story that we have been following here this week, a very troubling situation unfolding in the upper Midwest with poultry growers being affected in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin by a bankruptcy from Pure Prairie Poultry based in Minnesota and the closure of their Charles City, Iowa processing plant. We're going to have more details on this story for you coming up in segment four here today. Let's kick things off, though. We are talking about a new white paper from Mosaic that talks about why you shouldn't cut fertilizer rates. Joining us here today to talk about that, he is Commercial Sustainability Lead for North America at Mosaic. Keith Byerly is with us. Keith, thanks for joining us on AOA. How are you?
I'm great, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
So one of the things that many farmers look at when trying to pencil out a profit is what they can remove from their expenses column. Talk about this white paper and why they should not be looking at cutting fertilizer rates. Why should they look at fertilizer differently?
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it. Fertilizer is definitely an expense, and usually it's a pretty big line item expense on the budget on any given year, right? So while we think of it as an expense, we also need to be thinking about the fertility that we put out, whether it's rented ground, whether it's owned ground. It's still an investment in making sure that we are able to get close to those yield goals that we're penciling out as we work through the plans for the year. And all of that money that we spend on everything else is just wasted expenses if you don't go ahead and think about how you're going to feed that crop as it grows. We like to say that crop nutrition accounts for up to 60% of yield. And so it's not just one of those things that you can take for granted and say, I'm going to mass cut 20% off of everything. It just frankly and simply doesn't work that way in agronomics.
Well, I know I referenced the white paper, Mosaic. You guys have done some work on the risks here and looking at a few different factors to consider. So maybe dive in and talk about that a little bit for us.
Absolutely. So all of us that farm know that we spend a lot of money on seed as that first expense year in and year out. And there's a reason for that. Whether we're looking at our corn and soybeans and rice or other crops, we're on a pretty steady trajectory of increasing yields by about 1% or just a little bit more than that year in and year out. And with those greater yields that we've achieved with better varieties and hybrids through the years comes greater crop removal from those crops. So as yields increase, we need more nutrients to replenish our soils. We also know that soil tests are already low out there in the country. Every 5 years, there's a soil test summary that's done with ag soil testing labs all across North America. And the last reporting cycle, we were low on about 1 out of every 2 acres of phosphorus and potassium. So we're starting behind the eight ball on about 50% of our acres. You think about fertilizer's ROI compared to other crop inputs, we spend about 20% or 22% of our crop budget pretty steadily year in and year out on fertility. And we can pencil that in. But at the same point in time, we know that balancing of our crop nutrition, we can't just cut K or cut N because all of these things are intertwined in their exchanges inside of the plant, the chemical pathways that we need to build sugars and starches with. If you take one of those items down, other items go down with it, even if you fully invested in other nutrients in that crop nutrition program.
So essentially, if I'm understanding this right, if someone were to cut one piece of the puzzle and think that the other piece of the puzzle will just maybe work a little harder to do the job in terms of fertilizer, here is what I'm talking about. Essentially, you can't do that because many of these things have to work together to provide efficient nutrients to the crop. Am I summing that up correctly?
You've got it exactly right, Jesse. You know, a good instance of this is the interaction between potassium and nitrogen. We've known for probably 70 years, the research has been around that says that you've got to balance those two together in the crop. If your potassium is at all deficient, your nitrogen use efficiency gets worse by 10, 15, 20%. And the exchange goes back the other way. If my nitrogen is deficient, my potassium use efficiency goes way down. So those things like that, phosphorus and zinc, boron and potassium, there's all sorts of these interactions in the plant that says if one thing's deficient, the other one's not only not going to be able to make up for it, but it's going to go down in its efficiency as well.
And I think this topic and thinking about this is going to be extremely important as we go into 2025, Keith. We're making decisions. Cost of inputs are still high. Commodity prices are low. And this, I feel like this might be a window where some folks are you know, considering some cutbacks in certain areas, right?
Absolutely. And I think one of the real underlying factors that we all get tunnel vision on is thinking about just the cost of our inputs. But we also have to be really mindful as we look at that bottom line budget about how commodity prices are changing as we go along here. This run in soybean prices that we had a couple of weeks ago, if growers were able to capture 40 or 50 cents of that run, be in that range, you took care of covering most of your fertility expense for the entire season on your soybeans by capturing that market run on a percent of your marketable bushels for the year. So it's not just a tunnel vision item, again, where you can focus on one part of that expense portfolio, because there are a lot of interactions here that can balance things to your favor.
Keith, we're up against the clock, but if folks want to take a look at this white paper from Mosaic and look at more reasoning in depth, why not to cut fertilizer rates, where can they get more information?
You absolutely can find all of this and more on cropnutrition.com.
Cropnutrition.com for more, and we'll link to that as well on our social media. Appreciate the time and the insight. Interesting topic to think about. Commercial sustainability lead for North America with Mosaic, Keith Byerly. Thanks for joining us here today on AOA. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. Coming up next on AOA, powered by Cenex Premium Lubricants. Make sure you select the proper tractor hydraulic fluid. Visit your experts at your nearest Cenex store. Go to Cenex.com for more. We're going to talk about the cattle producer tax survey from NCBA. Kent Backus joins us next on AOA.
This is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
The United Soybean Board, your soy checkoff, is on a mission to deliver sustainable soy solutions to every life, every day, from food products to renewable fuels, tires, and beyond. For the next several weeks, tune into AOA on Thursday mornings for the Sustainable Soy Update series. We'll visit with farmers and industry experts to discuss soy checkoff investments focused on the sustainable production of U.S. soy and how this builds markets and profit opportunities for farmers. For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org.
My hospital stay would have cost $25,000, but with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000, but with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000, but with my VA home loan, my down payment was zero. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
If you miss an episode of AOA, you can listen back to the show anytime. Just search for Agriculture of America on your podcast platform of choice, and you can hear past episodes of the program on demand.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
AOA continues today, powered by Cenex. Don't let tough conditions slow you down. Cenex Premium Grease provides equipment with superior strength to keep going. Partner with your local experts to get the right products for your equipment and your operation. Go to your nearest Cenex store or Cenex.com for more information. Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has released the findings from their cattle producer tax survey. Let's get some details on that. Joining us now for a conversation, Pleased to welcome him back to the show, Executive Director of Government Affairs with NCBA. Kent Backus joins us here today. Kent, how are you? Good to talk with you again.
It's good to talk with you as well.
Thanks for the time, and I'm glad that we were able to touch on this here today. I was talking with you after or during the commercial break, I should say, and we were thinking about back early in the year. You mentioned this to me on the side and said, hey, this will be coming up later in the year, and here we are. Give us just a quick overview of this before we really dive into some of the details. What was some of the big takeaways from this cattle producer tax survey?
Well, you know, with this survey, this was really a big grassroots initiative that, you know, when we're the Tax and Credit Committee, they were taking ideas. You know, one of the big discussions we had was saying, look, we really need to have some updated information about how these different tax policies have impacted our producers. So we conducted this nationwide survey, had over 1,200 responses from coast to coast. And I think we found that, you know, the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act really benefited a lot of our members. And so we kind of dove through the information from all 35 of those questions and just pulled out a lot of important data. And we're going to use this in our advocacy moving forward over the next year, because the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, all those provisions are set to expire at the end of 2025. So we're going to have to do a lot of education for members of Congress and to help them understand how all those letters and numbers of the tax code impact real cattle producers on the ground.
Well, let's talk about this a little bit more. And as I was looking through this, you know, I saw some things here that I'm sure many farmers and ranchers are familiar with in terms of business deductions like Section 179 expensing, bonus depreciation, Section 199A. This could turn into number word soup real fast here. But then, too, on the death tax side, there's a lot at play here when you're talking about that 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, Kent.
Yeah, and I think that's really what we were trying to tap into, is focusing on those key areas. So, you know, first and foremost, 99% of our respondents identified as a family-owned enterprise. So whether that's a sole proprietorship, an LLC, limited partnership, they're still family businesses, and 64% of those are third generation or greater. So we want to protect those multi-generational operations. I think one of the key things we found too is that 25% of these respondents budget at least $10,000 annually for tax preparation, filing, and audits. And that's a tremendous cost. But you look at 1031 exchanges and having access to those tools, 18% of our respondents have used that in the last few years. 179 and bonus depreciation, over half of our respondents have used those tools, and had they not had access to it, they would have had an additional burden of over $20,000 without those tools. And then with 199A, you know, 56% have said that is a very important tool for their family business. That's important because being able to deduct 20% of their business income, that means a lot. You know, USDA estimates that if that goes away, that's going to increase the cost per household by about $25,000. So the expiration of these tools will be a tax hike on family-owned businesses and on Main Street. So that's why we're really going to have to focus there. But shifting to the death tax, I think this was some of the most sobering information that we've gleaned from this. 33% of those respondents have paid the estate tax. And of those who have paid the estate tax, 35% have paid it more than once. And that is just sobering when you think about just the you know, when you have the tax man show up right after the death of a loved one and say, you know, here's your bill. We've had so many people that have had to go through that and fight through that. But what's also sobering is, even though that we currently have estate tax relief, 61% of our respondents said they will be impacted if that estate tax threshold is reduced to $5 million per individual or $10 million per couple. So when you look at the increase in property values and a lot of the other inflationary pressures we've seen in recent years, there's going to be a lot of producers that are affected by this. So it's important that we continue to advocate for full repeal of the estate tax and continue to protect the relief that we have. But this just shows you that there's a lot on the table, and we're going to be the ones that have to put a face to all these letters and numbers in the tax code.
We're talking with NCBA Executive Director of Government Affairs, Kent Backus, about their cattle producer tax survey. And you talk about the death tax here, and I think you mentioned how sobering it is. And I think to really drive home some of the impacts that have been seen there, I mean, there's folks who have lost their farm and ranch because of the implications of what happens with the death tax, estate tax. I mean, that's something that is true. It's been seen time and time again across rural America, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. You know, and when you look at this, one of the questions we ask is, you know, when you paid this, or, you know, what kind of impact did this have? And 18% have had to sell their land or assets to pay that. 9% took out a loan or a lien against their operation. And 25% were prevented from investing in their operation. But what's not being said in this is that many of these producers most likely had to tap into their life savings and their retirement and other things like that just to keep this operation in the family. And so this is just a devastating tax and a tremendous burden. And it's completely one of those things that it's not generating revenue for the government. If anything, it's breaking up family-owned businesses, and it's tearing some families apart. So, you know, this will continue to be a priority for us as we dive into all the tax reform efforts in 2025.
And something too that just came to my mind that I want to ask you about, and maybe you guys covered this in the survey or at least have some numbers on it. I noticed that some of the respondents, a majority identified as baby boomer or older. I feel like that some of these different tax provisions and things, you know, looking at expirations here in 2025, this is all happening at a time in agriculture where a lot of producers are getting older and they're looking at transferring to that next generation, things like that. This feels like this is all coming at a very critical time right now, Kent.
Well, Jesse, I think you tapped into something that is, it's always a tough conversation, is talking about succession. And in our industry, that's always tough because you're working with your loved ones. It's a family, but it's also a business. And so you're looking at how can you have those succession plans and really have that peace about it. And what we found is that 65% plan to pass that operation to their spouse or their children, and 56% have already transitioned or plan to transition those day-to-day decision-making responsibilities within the next 10 years. So that's pretty tremendous. You've got 25% of them that are already paying $10,000 or more for estate planning. We've had a lot that have purchased life insurance and other things like that. They're looking for ways to basically have a succession plan in place so that they can continue to pass that on to the next generation. This is one of the things that makes the estate tax, the death tax, just so painful, is the fact that, while some producers have a plan, there are many others that don't. And so that's a burden on their family, and it's always an uncomfortable situation. But we shouldn't have a tax code that's punishing families that have worked together and have built a business. They've built jobs in their communities, and they're just part of that fabric. We need to encourage that. And so this is just one of those punitive taxes that needs to go away, and we're going to continue to fight that. But it's also important that, you know, producers have those conversations about succession and about transition and what their desires are, and to work, you know, with their families and loved ones to make sure that they're in the best position possible.
Kent, we're up against the clock. Where can folks take a look at the survey and get more information if they have questions?
So we will be putting this survey up on our website at ncba.org. I'd encourage people to look at that. Also encourage you to talk to your members of Congress and let them know how these different tax provisions impact you. We're going to need your voice as we continue to educate them over the next year, because everything's on the table as we address this $35 trillion debt.
Kent Backus, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back with more on AOA, powered by Cenex, on the way next.
As a veteran, I live with health impacts from my service. VA healthcare means you're in 100% control of your own medical care, your own benefits, and it only takes minutes to set up. A veteran should enroll in VA healthcare because it ensures that they get quality, high-level care for the rest of their lives. My service was then, my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
AOA. Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Milk markets were lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk down 39 to 2106, December down 30 to 2060, January down 23 to 2025, February down 21 at 1974. Meanwhile, live cattle markets mostly lower. Feeder cattle were mostly mixed. After the WASD report did say there should be some increase in beef production due to slower processing speeds and also some heavier production weights, but pork production higher after the pork production in the WASD report was lowered on a slower pace of processing and lower dressed weights. October live cattle down 57 cents to 188.60. October feeder cattle down 52 cents to 249.75. October hogs up 5 cents to 84.07. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly lower after the WASD report was released. Now, the corn outlook was for smaller supplies, larger exports, and reduced ending stocks. Corn production is forecast at 15.2 million bushels, up 17 million bushels from last month. Meanwhile, soybean production, while it was lower soybean production, there might be some higher beginning stocks, and that pressured the markets as well. Wheat also was under pressure. December corn down 2 3/4 to 4.15 3/4. November beans down 9 1/4 to 10.05 1/2.
Thinking about adding cover crops? Olson Farms of Mondovi is pleased to announce cover crop planting services this fall. Adding cover crops like winter wheat can improve soil health, build organic matter, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, and increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Receive a $5 per acre credit in crop insurance next year. Olson Farms has cleaned and bin run winter wheat available. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel. Visit your nearest Cenex store to find the premium diesel products that they have for your equipment to maximize your ROI on your operation, or visit Cenex.com for more. Well, right now, let's get caught up on harvest activity going on in north central and northeast Iowa and talk about how digging your corn roots and checking your corn roots could be very beneficial here as we go through harvest season. Joining us now, LG Seeds agronomist in Iowa, Jed Norman is with us here today on the show. Jed, great to talk with you again. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's just start before we get into the topic of checking our corn roots here. I want to get an update on how harvest is progressing in your territory, north central, northeast Iowa. We were chatting a little bit before we went on the air, how dry things have gotten in many parts of the Corn Belt. And I've unfortunately seen a few pictures of field fires and combine fires and things like that. But I've been hearing a lot of talk, especially across parts of Iowa, a lot of soybeans being taken out here first ahead of corn. So get us up to speed. What are you seeing and hearing from folks in your territory there? What's been going on with harvest so far?
Yeah, no, I would say for the most part, beans have been relatively fast and quick. The most recent, weather that we've had, we've been fairly dry up here. I really can't tell you when the last shot of moisture we would have had. But it just really accelerated some things and just made things ready kind of come all at once. And so I would say for the most part, most of my area, beans are getting towards the tail end here, which is hard to believe because, two or three weeks ago we were thinking, we maybe still had some time, between some fields and felt like things were pretty well spread out. But yeah, things came on fast and quick with beans. Most everybody, I would say, getting things pretty well wrapped up and hearing some reports of, some decent yields. If we were out there early, if we were able to retain some of that moisture in the soybeans. But this last week to 10 days, a lot of guys, talking about, seeing those 10, 9, even 8% moisture beans. So, leaving a little bit out there in the field, but starting to hear some reports, guys, starting to get into some corn. And, so far, looking at in that, 14, 18%. So things are ready. And it's hammered down.
I wonder about this, and maybe you could share some thoughts here with just how dry it's been, not only across Iowa, but a large swath of the Corn Belt and the Plains, really the western half of the Corn Belt into the Plains, et cetera. I have to wonder if this forecast stays dry, that drought monitor expanding, what impacts is that going to have on fall field work and setting us up for next spring with a lack of soil moisture, things like that. Any concerns there that producers need to think about here as we get harvest rolling along, wrapped up, and do that fall field work?
Oh, 100%. Going into this spring, most of Iowa, most of the state of Iowa was in, some type of, drought watch, and then, our wet spring came across. And it was a sigh of relief. It came hard and fierce, and even at the at the expense of some flooding in some parts of the world or parts of Iowa. And but we came out of it, and the whole state of Iowa was sitting pretty good. And here in the last month or so, we've slowly added to our drought monitor, whether most of it's abnormally dry, but you are starting to see parts of northeast Iowa, even in part of western Iowa, where we're in there in that moderate or to severe drought. And so big concern there, as always, going into the harvest or going into the fall for some fall work. Big concern would be, especially guys out there, doing some field work or, putting on some type of anhydrous, really want to see some moisture into that soil profile. And that way we make sure we keep things where they need to be.
We're talking with Jed Norman, LG Seeds agronomist in Iowa. Jed, appreciate a few updates there in terms of harvest and thinking about that fall field work and more. Let's switch gears and talk about the original topic you and I were going to touch on here today, checking corn roots. And tell us first, how root digs, how can this clue farmers into maybe some issues below the surface that could escalate if not addressed? And I'm thinking specifically, you know, corn rootworm, for instance. So talk about this a little bit.
Yeah. You know, it's something I always enjoy talking with our growers on. You know, it's definitely a scorecard when it comes down to it. You know, getting down, digging some roots up, and you know, it's something. It will tell you a story, which is kind of neat. And it may tell you the story you want to hear. It may tell you the story you don't want to hear. But it's definitely something that helps tell the story of how that crop and what it dealt with, you know, all season long. And you know, I with digging those up, you know, you've got you know, multiple things that I'm looking at. And you know one being, you know, kind of the insect pressure, and along with, you know, kind of the any type of disease or root growth. But yeah, I mean, getting back to, you know, the rootworm, you know, we are no strangers to those things. You know, a lot of guys going into this year thinking, we might have dodged a bullet a little bit. We might have had, you know, enough moisture where, you know, those rootworm, they're not good swimmers. We might have brought the population down. But, you know, I think the timing on that was, you know, we may have helped a little bit. But, you know, based on kind of the roots I've been seeing, the roots I've been digging up, and you know, we've got some sticky traps for beetle populations. I would still say that's something that we can't be ignoring. I mean, we're going to be having to deal with these, you know, even in next year and so forth. And so, yeah, definitely a good opportunity for farmers to be digging some things up and be looking at any type of those nodal roots and seeing if we had any feeding and damage on those.
Any major tips you would share when we're out there digging roots and thinking about as well, how can farmers apply what they find to next year's plan, so to speak? So talk about that a little bit more for us.
Yeah. So I would say, you know, if you feel like you know, are having issues with rootworm, or if that's your limiting factor, you know, get your spade out, be out doing some digs. And I would say, you know, try to avoid just, you know, going and digging up one. You know, find a few spots in the field, and however you want to divide it up, whether, you know, it's some areas where you know that, you know, yield was affected in some way, and you felt like it was rootworm, you know, hit that spot up. You know, hit a good spot of the farm, hit a moderate spot of the farm, you know, just, you know, it's kind of spread your risk a little bit and not put all your info into, and all of your decision-making into one root. And so get into a few spots of the field, you know, dig up about 10 roots, and you're digging up a root, you know, kind of try to get the full root mass, from those plants, and, you know, get to where you can see, you know, evaluate all the roots. And then, start scoring them. You know, Iowa State University has a good platform to use as far as on how you score roots. And then they give certain grades. And if you fall within a certain grade, you know, it's letting you know whether or not it's affecting your bottom dollar. And so for me, you know, if it is in that scenario where we know it's an issue and it's affecting us, you know, I would encourage be looking at, there's some good technologies, you know, with traits out there, and just be protecting yourself from that way. Or if it's something along the lines where you're equipped to be able to go out and throw insecticide out there, along with your seed, that's another good option. And ultimately, you know, we've got guys that you know if we're in a corn on corn situation, you know, rotating, you know, rotating to a soybean or another crop is a good way and probably your most effective way to break a cycle. It's definitely all part of the puzzle.
Well, I know as well, if folks have questions, reach it out to their local agronomist, such as yourself, Jed. A great way to kind of get some more advice and expertise, so to speak, as they're taking a look at these corn roots and making some decisions for next year, right?
That is correct. Yeah, absolutely. Contact your local representative for LG Seeds, and then but we also have some good information, some good write-ups from our agronomists that work here. You can find that at lgseeds.com.
And with that, we appreciate the time. LG Seeds agronomist in Iowa, Jed Norman. Jed, thanks for joining us on the program today, and great stuff. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Appreciate it.
Yep, appreciate it. Thanks for having me, and everybody have a safe harvest.
I couldn't agree more. Hope everyone is continuing to have a safe harvest. Again, that's Jed Norman, LG Seeds agronomist in Iowa, joining us here today on AOA. Brought to you by Cenex. Selecting the right grease is critical. Cenex premium greases help fleets achieve superior strength and performance. Learn more at your nearest Cenex store or go online to cenex.com for more information. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the evolution of the gut microbiome. It's not even just an animal issue, but it's a human issue as well. We'll talk with Dr. Steve Lerner from Novonesis. He'll join us for a conversation coming up next on AOA.
Did you know? VA Home.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable's bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The VA home loan guarantee without having to put down a down payment. I was able to graduate from college using the post 9/11 GI Bill debt-free. I was able to enroll in VA healthcare, and I know that VA is going to be there for me when I need it. My service was then and my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
On the October episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association, we discussed supply chain challenges affecting U.S. agriculture in the middle of harvest season. Everything from rail issues with Mexico to low water levels in the Mississippi River and the port strike on the East Coast and Gulf Coast ports. NCGA lead economist Krista Swanson joined us to discuss.
If this is left unresolved, it could lead to price increases for consumers and reduced availability of some goods. I saw that J.P. Morgan estimated the strike would cost the U.S. economy between $3.8 and $4.5 billion per day. American Farm Bureau actually put out a really great analysis digging into this, and I just want to pull some of their numbers. They estimated that there's $1.4 billion in containerized ag goods that pass through these ports that we're talking about each week. They estimated that that would be 318 million weekly in containerized ag exports that could be impacted.
Join us the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA and learn more at ncga.com.
By the time you're done listening to this ad, nearly a dump truck's worth of plastic will have made it into the ocean. Plastic has become a useful part of our everyday lives, but it's polluting the air, water, and soil that all life needs to survive. This is a human problem that can be solved with human action, but it's going to take all of us, from individuals to businesses to governments and everyone in between. Help create a cleaner future for both people and nature. Visit wwf.earth/plastics.
Deeply indebted to them, and I'm sure they'll be friends and acquaintances for life.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. When an unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes, our volunteers and equipment are here to help free of charge. Farm Rescue is currently accepting applications for haying and harvest assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org today.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA rolls on here today, powered by Cenex. Their greases have an enhanced additive package that provides better protection, allowing your equipment to stay in the field and on the go. Protect your operation and minimize downtime with Cenex. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to cenex.com for more information. Well, a story we are following now here on AOA, the bankruptcy of a Minnesota poultry company creating headaches for some poultry farmers across Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Pure Prairie Poultry closed its processing plant in Charles City, Iowa last week and stopped paying for feed for more than a million chickens in three states. According to court documents, the company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy back in September. A judge dismissed the company's request, which led to Pure Prairie deciding to stop paying for feed for the chickens it owned being raised by farmers across the three states. Now, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture has been trying to help farmers stuck with the company's chickens by providing feed or locating potential new homes. Minnesota Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson told Minnesota Public Radio on Wednesday that, quote, "I want to be really clear that this is not a neglect case on the part of the farmers. The farmers are trying to do what's right for the birds before it becomes a neglect type situation," end quote. Now, according to the Des Moines Register, the Iowa Department of Agriculture has taken over the care of 1.3 million chickens owned by Pure Prairie Poultry after receiving an emergency court order. State officials say they are now working with farmers to feed and care for the birds. There is still concern and worry that the situation could lead to the birds being culled, though, if a new processor can't be found in a timely manner. Now, the news of Pure Prairie Poultry's bankruptcy comes less than 2 years after the company had received a $7 million grant and a $39 million loan from USDA to restart the Charles City poultry plant. According to NPR, Minnesota Ag Commissioner Peterson says that after speaking with USDA officials, they will be investigating this situation as well. Now, in comments shared with us by Brian Winnikins at our affiliate WRDN in Durand, Wisconsin, he spoke with Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, who has also called for an investigation into the company's bankruptcy, as well as he highlighted how, unlike with dairy or grain farmers, there's nothing in terms of indemnity payments available for U.S. poultry farmers in a situation like this one.
There's absolutely a black hole in policy when it comes to poultry farming, and I'm really glad that this was brought to my attention so that we can try to fix it. So USDA gave this company like $46 million, and I have no idea where that went. So we need to start looking at this, because if they're getting that much money, that means the USDA is screwing up. This is the second time this company's gone under. So we have to make sure that these farmers are compensated. But we're working on a timeline here. So the birds got to continue to be fed. So we're trying to make sure that feed is going to the birds, to the flocks. And then we got to help find a processor to get them processed. And then we have to find out how to reimburse our farmers for what they should have been paid for out of this company. So it's really kind of a three-step plan that we're working on here. We just had G.T. Thompson, the chairman of the Ag Committee, on the speakerphone. That's why I'm so proud to be the first member of Congress from the state of Wisconsin over a decade on the Ag Committee, because I can literally pick up my phone and call G.T. We just had a good conversation, all of us, inside this barn. So if you guys are having issues with this, any of our poultry producers, I want you to reach out directly to my office. What we're doing right now is that my phone just rang in my pocket. That's Ashley Hinson. So I've been talking to my counterparts, my colleagues in Iowa and Minnesota also, to make sure that we look at this globally. I mean, my primary concern, obviously, is the 3rd Congressional District. But if we have any poultry producers in the state of Wisconsin that this is affecting, I want you to reach out directly to my office and we'll sort out the stuff later. So primarily what we're going to do is make sure that these flocks remain healthy, because the farmers are stepping out and they're paying out of their pocket after they haven't been paid since April, as you correctly pointed out. They're taking care of these animals, and that's what farmers do. We got to understand that the animal welfare is first and foremost on these farmers' minds, and I applaud them for that. I mean, they're literally paying $20,000 a week out of their pocket to feed these animals, so that's great. And then the policy stuff, we're going to have to get down into it and look at it very seriously and see what we can affect, because the state of Minnesota and the state of Iowa, they have a safety net for poultry growers. The state of Wisconsin doesn't. That means I got to get with Governor Evers' office and say, hey, man, we're going to have to look at this and see if we can have a statewide safety net for all of our agriculture industry. So I was unaware that that didn't exist here in Wisconsin. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of work to do here.
Once again, that's Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden. And also, in fresh comments shared with us on Friday morning from WRDN in Durand, Wisconsin, one of the growers affected by this situation, Terry Fila with Fila Farms in Mondovi, Wisconsin. He talked with WRDN's Brian Winnikins, and here is part of that conversation.
And the company has just said, too bad, you're on your own?
Yeah, we have not been able to give these birds feed 9 days. They told us last week one day that we're coming Monday and Tuesday to get the birds out, and you'll have feed on Wednesday morning. Well, I'm still waiting for my feed, and they still didn't take the birds out because they retaliated against us because we put a news article on, and we had also called PETA.
And so these birds are basically, for lack of a better word, starving?
Yeah, you damn right they are.
So Terry, what are you going to, it's a hard question to ask. What are you going to have to just euthanize the birds? What are you doing with the birds? Because are they still technically
We're trying to give as many as we can away. I mean, I had talked to some people at the Farm Bureau, and I said, well, we'll see what happens, how many we can give away, but we have to. I want them euthanized. I talked to the state vets, and, well, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing in there that, you know, I said, well, we could do it. I mean, I could do it, but I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. I refuse to do it that way. I want them properly put down the way it's supposed to be done. But, I mean, I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if they're just going to die in the barn of a slow, cruel death. I just don't know. And it really makes me angry that our elected officials just sat there. I mean, they're not doing anything. They didn't do anything until we called PETA, and PETA started pressuring them.
Once again, thanks to our affiliate, Brian Winnikins at WRDN, for those comments. Tough situation unfolding here with Pure Prairie Poultry's bankruptcy. I'm just astounded at some of the things I'm hearing. We're going to follow this story for you here on AOA. For now, though, we are out of time. Thank you for joining us on the program brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
I was running until I wasn't. My hospital stay would have cost nearly $48,000, even with insurance. But with VA, I'll pay zero. and VA is the best, most affordable healthcare in America for veterans like me. Knowing that my family is waiting at home and a surprise medical bill isn't, that's good for my heart. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
When you're a delivery driver, you live and die by the clock. What fuels me to get the job done? All the people counting on me to keep their businesses running. What fuels my truck? Cenex Roadmaster XL, a premium diesel fuel that powers fleets through all conditions, better than any formula yet, keeping our engines running cleaner, stronger, and longer. Cenex Roadmaster XL, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it